And are these your socks?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Okay. Shalom Aleichem. Can everyone hear me? See me?
1 second, I'm just getting a drink. Maybe I'll bring down the rest of the bomb.
Okay. Okay, what I want to discuss with you today, very briefly, is the shaila of being mechal Shabbos for a cholish yesh bo sakana, whether you should do it yourself or whether you should have a non-Jew do it for you, whether you should try to do it ayadei yeshinui. One time I gave this shiur and they titled the shiur defibrillator with a shinui. Is that what you should be doing? Should you have ketanim do it?
Yeah, there are a number of variables
that all seem to connect to a question which we could suggest in Lomdis is based on whether Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya. Right, the question of whether we assume that it's Heter Gomor to be Mechal Shabbos, or do I assume it's Dechuya, do I assume that we should avoid it as much as possible, seems to be relevant to all of the issues that we will discuss today. However, just to give you a Marer Makom, in Reb Aryeh Pomarchik's Sefer Emek Bracha, in Inyanei Yom HaKippurim Os Gimel, he tries to show that our entire shir today is unconnected to Hukshra or Dechuya. So that is the first point. So let's go. Do we do Pekuach Nefesh Al Yedei Agoy? Do we do it with a Shinui, etc.? Gemara in Yuma, Hey Dalar Amid Beis. Ein Osim Devarim Halolo Lo Ayedei Nachrim V'lo Ayedei the Gra changes the Gersa to Ketanim Ela Ayedei Gedolei Yisrael. Right, seems pretty obvious that we don't do the Pekuach Nefesh Ayedei Goyim. We don't do it Ayedei Ketanim. You should do it Ayedei Gedolei Yisrael. Ve'ein omrim ya'asu devarim halolu lo api noshim lo api kutim avo mitstarfin l'das acheres. We don't say that you should do it ayudei noshim or kutim avo mitstarfin l'das acheres. So there are basically two sentences. Sentence one relates to goyim. It says, do not do it. Ein osim devarim halolu ayudei noshim. Sentence two says, "Ein omrim that you should do it ayadei noshim." Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about the difference between sentence one and sentence two, whether it's the same meaning or different meanings. But for today, I want to focus about on sentence one. You do not do it ayadei noshim. That's what it says. Why not? Why don't we do it ayadei nachrim? So if you look in the Taisus in Yuma says that we're worried that if you do it ayadei anachri, maybe the goy will be misatzel, maybe the goy will be lazy, v'lo ya'asa, and he won't do it. Meaning, the Bali HaTosus are nervous that if you're going to have a goy do it, the guy might not do as good of a job. The guy might not know. The guy might not know how important saving a life is. The guy might delay. He'll be lazy. There are people in this world who are lazy. I hope that's not such a chiddush. And the guy might be lazy, and the person could die. Therefore, don't do it. I dig guy. Mr. Fink, was that a hand up?
Yeah. This Hutra or Dechuya, it sounds like it's a third variable that's going in that we just don't, we don't, maybe it's Hutra, maybe it's Dechuya, we just don't do it because the guy will be lazy and it will come to be a sakana. So whether it's Hutra or Dechuya, like we're gonna want to.
It's a special chash you're suggesting, right? It could be that's in other words, if it's dechuya, we should for sure do it ayude goyim theoretically. If it's hutra, presumably there is no reason to do it ayude goyim at all. But even if it's dechuya, if I understand you correctly, you're saying don't do it ayude goyim because of this additional chash that the guy won't realize how urgent it is.
Right. Or you could also have like the chash of the Ran that like it could be like a third variable that right.
Again, agreed. And I noted at the beginning that the Rabbi Arya Pomerachik in the Emek Bracha tries to show that it's not totally in Hutra Dechuya, but Hutra Dechuya is just a good way of setting the sugya up at the beginning.
Right. Also, Tosas is just talking about Nach. He's not talking about Nashim or Ktanim, right?
Tosas is not talking about the second half of the sentence, right? Tosas is only talking about Gedolim, only talking about Goyim.
Because you still need a reason for the other two.
He did.
The I mean, this reason doesn't explain.
Correct. Right? Tosas is not talking about the second sentence. I want to talk about the second sentence separately than the first sentence. I just think it's easier to do it this way. Fair? Oh, now, that's Tosas's shita. The Rosh has a different shita. The Rosh in Simin Yudalad writes that Chayshinon Zimnin Delesnehu V'osi Lahaduri Basrayhu. One could read the Rosh that we're worried that if you feel that you should be Mechal Shabbos Ayudei Goyim, sometimes there's going to be no Goy around. Right? Sometimes a guy falls down in Shul, and there's only Yidden in Shul. And people might dafka go out of their way to try to get a Goy, and that could be dangerous. One could also read the Rosh, the Chayshinon Zimnin Delesnehu V'Osila Duri Basrayhu is not talking about today. Today, the guy fell down and Slobodan is standing right next to him. And Slobodan, who's a goy mufak with mamish goyish yichus v'chol adeis, Slobodan is going to be Mechal Shabbos, no problem. But tomorrow, the same thing could happen again. And tomorrow, I might try to get a goy. That issue is an issue that the Taz calls Dilma Machshilon La'asud Lavo. That I'm not worried about anything happening today. Today, Slobodan is here. I'm not worried that Slobodan won't do a good job. Slobodan will be slow, etc. Right? The name Slobodan doesn't mean he'll be slow. I'm not worried that's going to happen. But Dilma Machshilon La'asud Lavo. That's the Lashon of the Taz. I'm not 1,000,000% sure that the Rosh is saying the Taz, but I think it's possible that that's the pshat in the Rosh. The Ran, I think Ellie was referring to this Ran a minute ago. The Ran's line is that you should not be Mechal Shabbos Ayidei Ogoi Afilu Ba'akroi Ba'alma. Shema Yomru Habotim Bekoshi Hitiru Pekuach Nefesh Ve'im Atirinoso L'chatchila Ayidei Mechuyavim B'mitzvahs. Zok the Ran, don't do it Ayidei Goyim ever. Afilu Ba'akroi Ba'alma. I think those words, afilo bakroi ba'alma, are not found in the other Rishonim. I think this is something that the Ran adds. In the Rambam, he writes a lashon that I should not do it al yedei goyim, and he adds al yedei noshim is the same as al yedei goyim, unlike the other Rishonim, who split between sentence one and sentence two. For the Rambam, sentence one and sentence two are the same. And the Rambam writes, Shalotei Shabbos Kala Be'enehem, which l'cha'ora means that in the context of noshim, that means that the women are going to think that Shabbos isn't that important. If you're going to be, you're going to ask noshim to be mechal al Shabbos, they'll think that Shabbos is not that important. In the context of goyim, I think it's the opposite way. Shalote Shabbos kala be'inehem would mean that if Jews are dafka asking goyim to be mechal al Shabbos for them, so then the goyim might think that Shabbos is not such an important day for the Jews, and the goyim might end up doing stuff which would otherwise be usher for them to do. It's a much lower level concern. It's a concern in terms of Amir al-Nahri. Again, we'll have to talk about this Rambam separately because the Rambam mixes sentence one and sentence two. So let's just go slowly. Pashtus in Talmud Bavli is Ein osen dvarim ha'elu al yedei nochrim. Befeirish. Don't do it al yedei goyim. And we have a few reasons why not. According to Taisus, the goyim might be slow. According to the Rush, the concern is zimnin delesnehu and a few variables within that. The Talmud Yerushalmi has a different version of this Gemara. Talmud Yerushalmi writes in the positive that osim devarim halalu afilu al yedei Yisrael. Right, we write, don't do it al yedei goyim, but instead do it al yedei gedolei Yisrael. The Yerushalmi writes that you do it afilu al yedei Yisrael. The Pashtus in the Yerushalmi is that you can zicher do it al yedei goyim. No? That's the Pashtus in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Among Rishonim, you have the Tosfos Rid on this Gemara. Tosfos Rid writes that the case of the Gemara, when it says that Ein Osim al yedei nochrim, is talking about when the goyim are not in front of you. But, I'm reading his Lashon, Im hayu hanochrim mezumanim lefanov, mutav shenasa al yedei goyim velo al yedei Yisrael. The Taisus Rid says that if you have goyim present, you should dafka do it al yedei goyim. It sounds, again, he's not quoting the Yerushalmi, but he's interpreting the Bavli in the way that it ends up being very similar to Yerushalmi. Mr. Fink!
Yes, sir. Just back to the run. He's saying that he would say there's never a case that you would be Michal Shabbos through a guy. Like, if the guy's the only one around, or the guy's like the expert, it just seems strange that you would say.
Of course. I mean, like, we're not going to say that someone should die rather than having it done either a guy.
He's just talking about the Tosas Ritz case where there is a guy there. Also, there's guy in Israel.
Correct. So the Ran's talking about the Tosas Ritz case, that there are Jews and goyim present. The Ran says that don't do it ayyadei goyim afilu bakrei ba'alma. Even if the goy is there, and even if you're only doing it one time, don't do it ayyadei goyim. The Tosas Rid says, dafka in that case, that's when you do it ayyadei goyim. And the Gemara, according to Tosas Rid, is talking about a case when there is no goy there. So in that case, you say, don't do it ayyadei goyim. The Shote Hagiborim on the side of the, it's Dalet on the base in Dape Harif in Yoma. The Shote Hagiborim quotes from the Riaz, from his grandfather, that if there are goyim there, you do it al yedei goyim, the ein mechalin al yedei gedolei Yisrael, kevon she'efshar la'asos hadover beheter, ein lanu la'asos be'iser. The Shote Hagiborim says, since you have an opportunity to do it beheter al yedei goy, don't do it be'iser. Now, all of these svarim are talking about doing it al yedei goyim. No one, neither in the Gemara nor in the Rishonim that we encountered, has spoken about doing it al yedei Yisrael b'shinui. No? Defibrillator with a shinui. Can you, should you turn on the heart machine with your elbow instead of doing it al yedei normally? That has not been addressed. The Sefer Or Zarua is quoted in the Darkei Moshe that a shinui, the Sefer Or Zarua is quoted in the Darkei Moshe that a shinui should be employed. And just kind of hold that for a few minutes. When I talk about halacha lemaisa on this sugya, so I look at Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Chaf Ches Seif Yud Beis. The Mechaber Paskins straight up categorically don't do it al yedei goyim. Ad kan. No? That's what the Mechaber says? Mechaber writes, Kishamechalim Shabbos Ayidei Cholesh Yesh Bosakona Mishtadlin Shelolasos Ayidei Goyim Uketanim V'Noshim El Ayidei Yisrael Gedoilim U'Bnei Das. By the Mechaber's Lashon is that you should do Ayidei Yisrael Gedoilim U'Bnei Das. The Lashon of the Rambam is that you should do Ayidei Gedoilei Yisrael V'Chachomehem. The Pashtus in the Rambam is that only Gedolei Hador should be Mechalel Shabbos. So if Rav Shechter is walking down the street with a guy from Yeshiva and you see someone with a, having a heart attack, Rav Shechter should do the Chalel Shabbos, not someone else, right? You should do Ayidei Gedolei Yisrael. That's the Pashtus in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, Beis Yosef, they're all the same person. They understand that when the Rambam says Gedolei Yisrael b'chachomehem, the Rambam means people over bar mitzvah, v'chachomehem, I don't know how to whitewash this one, not noshim, because noshim are daitan kalos. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. As we'd say in Yiddish, I think the Kesef Mishnah's read of the Rambam is a bit far-fetched, and many of the achrenim on the page disagree with the read of the Kesef Mishnah. But be it as it may, if you're a Sfaradi, you should not do the Pekuach Nefesh al yedei a goy. You have a yid and a goy there. Do it al yedei a yid. And the reason is what we say from Taisvis, right? That maybe there'll be misatzel. Maybe the reason of Dilma Machshilin la'asad lavoy, or however we understand that rush, that maybe a goy might not be present. These are the Pashtus in the Mechaber. The Sefer Kaf HaChaim, interestingly, has a different Mahalach. Kaf HaChaim writes that, Darfman Vissen, you have to know that there's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to save a Jew's life. So if I have a chance to do a mitzvah, I can give that mitzvah to some guy named Slobodan who's next to me. Who do you think is better? Who should do the mitzvah? Should I do it, or should I give my mitzvah to somebody else? I should do it. No? Daf min chapin arayin a mitzvah. I love this pshat. It's so beautiful. I have a mitzvah to be mechalel Shabbos. I have a mitzvah v'chaybohem. I have a mitzvah to save a life. Do it. You should do the mitzvah. That's the...
Rabbi, where are nashim in this?
Where are Noshim in this? So again, I said that I want to talk about Noshim a little as a separate thing. It's a second sentence in the Gemara. The Rambam puts Noshim together with Goyim, that you should not be Mechal Shabbos al yedei Noshim because of Daitan Kalos. And the Beis Yosef reads it, read the Rambam that way. When the Rambam says Gedolei Yisrael v'chachomehem, it means lafuke noshim. What we're pointing out, I think, is what most of the Svarim say, that this this is not the simple reading of the Rambam at all. Not the simple reading of the Rambam.
I mean, it could have been true back then when perhaps, you know, women in Kanim were, you know, not aware of the gravity of the situation. They weren't, you know, per se processing. You know,
yeah, I mean, that seems to be the concern. And again, maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that briefly, what exactly the concern is. Women might think that you don't take them seriously. You ask them to be Mechalal Shabbos instead of anyone else. Women might think that Chilul Shabbos is not so serious and there'll be Mechalal Shabbos in other cases. That's all part of the Dait and Kala issue. I don't think that it applies Bizmanenu, like you said. If I remember correctly, they have this group called Ezras Noshim. Ezras Noshim is basically a female Hatzalah Corps, no? So there is a whole discussion that whether it's proper to have Ezras Noshim or not. It happens that some of my students in Stern this semester, Stern has its own group of Ezras Noshim, and some of my students in Stern were in it. This became a whole issue. I think the Aguda came out against the Ezras Noshim. They were worried because maybe people will know that Ezras Noshim is available, and there are far fewer Ezras Noshim groups than there are regular Hatzalah, and it might lead to a delay in the Pikuach Nefesh. I think that's their cheshbin, which also has to be factored into this sugya. We want to be zariz, because if you're misatzel, right, it could chas v'shalom lead to people dying. That was their cheshbin. People in the news twisted the argument in a improper way. Part of the question that we have over here relates to Hatzalah. Should Hatzalah employ a goy to drive the ambulance on Shabbos? No? In many communities, there is a Hatzalah ambulance garage. Do they have this in Chicago? I don't know. When I grew up in the Five Towns, they had a special garage for the Hatzalah ambulances. If that's the case, so all the ambulances are in the same place, so then you could have a guy who's right there and have the guy do the driving. And you know somehow that the guy won't go slowly because the Jews will be with him. It will happen. And like, remember, there could be dozens of melachos involved in driving a car on Shabbos. Every time I push the gas, I am causing more gas to go into the motor, and I am causing additional havaras, no? Every time I push the brake, there is havara on the lights. Right, there are many, many, many potential issues. If I'm not mistaken, Hatzalah in Williamsburg, Ad Hayom Hazeh, employs a goy to drive the ambulance. Hatzalah in other communities does not do that. I know Hatzalah in the Heights has Jews driving the ambulance on Shabbos. Part of the issue here is the Ramah. Mechaber says, do it all your day. Jews. Rama writes that if you could do it below Dichoy, Ayadei Yeshinoi, you should do it Ayadei Yeshinoi. And he writes, if it's possible to do it Ayadei Goy, below Ichor Klal, Osin Ayadei Eno Yehudi.
So, Rabbi, because the Spanish Portuguese show was in Manhattan first, so all of Manhattan is Sephardi now. We pass him like the Shulchan Aruch up in
Washington. You are so into the tshuva of Maran and Navkat Rochel that we base communities on the first settlers. I don't think so, right? In other words, and we'll talk about this in a second, the Ramah does paskin that you should do it Ayyadei Goyim in a case that you're not nervous the guy will be misatzel, which L'chayra should apply in the Hatzalah case when you have a Jewish Chovesh, who is with the Hatzalah ambulance. Nonetheless, the Taz in Ois Hay, the Taz quotes that this position of the Ramah comes in the Shilte Hagibur Mashem the Riaz, that you should do it al yaday, that you should do it al yaday goyim. La vili nire darazatema, that it's usher to do it al yaday goyim, because there's a chshash shami yis atzel. Moreover, there's the chshash Shema machshilin la'asad lavo. Im yiru achshav shein osin rakai de akum yisperu sheish isai de Yisrael. Ulefa amim lo yiya akum matzoi ba'yidei zeh yistakin achole b'meshi yamtinu al akum. Zuck the Taz, two reasons. The Taz says, first of all, don't do it ayidei goyim. They might be misatzel. Second of all, he writes, the reason which I think is the Rasha's reason, of Duma Machshilon La'asad Lavai. The next time you might come to do it. And the Taz then quotes that this is the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. We began with this Yerushalmi. The Magen Avraham quoted this Yerushalmi. That Hashoel Hareza Shofech Domim. Hanish'al Hareza Meguna. The Rav has a responsibility to darshin that Pekuach Nefesh is mutter. That's a requirement that the Rav in town has. And Zuck the Taz, based on that requirement, what we're saying is don't delay at all. Make sure everything is done properly. People know the dinim properly. And therefore, the Taz says, do it al yedei Yisrael, not al yedei Goyim. Hazariz is Meshubach. Do it ayyidei Yisrael. In all cases, because of the concern of Dilma Machshilan La'asad Lavai. That's what the Taz says.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Is the Ramah completely based off of Tosos Red? Because, like, who else?
Is the Ramah, so again, the Ramah is based on this Tosis Rid and the Riyaz. The Ramah, I don't think the Ramah had a Tosis Rid. But
yes, otherwise, like, you can't be like Tosos, you can't be like the Ran, can't be.
It's like the Riyaz. And he feels that the Or Zarua, who says that you should, my reading of the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, is that he feels that the Or Zarua, who says that you should do it ayyadei shinui, is saying that it's tchuya, and therefore, who I think you should do it ayyadei goy. Assuming there's going to be no delay.
Even though you have Iran's concern and Tosos's concern.
Yeah, so again, if there's a concern that they'll go slowly, so enochanami, so you have to do it ayyadei Jew, that's what everyone assumes. But if there's no concern that you'll go slowly, so then the Ramo says, do it ayyadei goyim.
He's not concerned for the Rosh either, that next time you'll...
So the Ramo is not concerned with the Rosh. The Taz is invoking that svar of Doma Machshilon La'asad Lavai. And the Taz therefore writes towards the end, if you're going to do it ayyadei goy, so l'cho ha'pachos, Yigala l'rabim, but also pam, sheyesh heter l'Yisrael, ela sha'akum mezuman kan. If you're going to be Mechal Shabbos Hayidei Goy, make an announcement, in Yiddish, of course, so that everyone understands. Make an announcement, daf min visin rabbo yisai, as me ikra adin ayid ken Mechal Shabbos, ober hobin rea agoyis, lobedan is yet to do, right? You say something like that. You have to make a whole speech. Because or else people will Doma Machshilon La'asad Lavai.
Do you want to delay the act of saving?
Slowly?
If you make a whole speech, want to delay the act of saving the person?
So again, I think the pshat is that there's one guy making the speech.
You make the speech afterwards, no?
There are three people around. Again?
You can make the speech afterwards, no?
So here's the concern. What I'm a little bit nervous about is if I'm going to make the speech afterwards, don't I have to be worried that there were people who were here, b'shas ma'isa, and won't be around at the speech? I'm not sure. Maybe it works in a self-contained small community. But the Taz is suggesting that the...
Are you assuming that Pashkevilin don't work? Like that people don't read the Pashkevilin? If you put up a Pashkevil, like, then it's, you know,
everyone will know. Maybe that's what the Taz means. And as the Taz is about Duma Machshin La'asad Lavai. And then the Taz says, if you make a speech, the concern of Duma Machshin La'asad Lavai doesn't apply. And then The only issue is whether you'll do up his rizus. The Taz thinks that Jews will always be more zaris than goyim. And even though the Rama writes that the minig is that we do it aydei goyim, Zok the Taz, this is not a minig vatikin. It's not a proper minhag, and therefore don't do it again. Don't do it. Do it aydei Yisrael, not aydei goyim. The Mishnah Brura, Islam and Zion, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Taz. But the Mishnah Brura only quotes one reason of the Taz. The Mishnah Brura only quotes do it ayyadei Yisrael because Yisrael be Mizari's Yoser. He doesn't quote the reason of Doma Machshil and the Asad Lavai. In Rabbi Badner's Sefer, he argues that the Mishnah Brura doesn't quote Doma Machshil and the Asad Lavai because we can get around that problem by making the speech. So therefore, the only concern is that's what the Rabbi Badner says in understanding of the Mishnah Berurah.
Anything?
Slowly,
dude.
Hanir lafi anis daiti, though, that there's a different pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. It seems to me that if the Mishnah Berurah really felt that there's a concern of Dilma Machshil La'asad Lavo, but you could solve that concern by making a speech. So Kol Zeh Hayalo Lefarish. The Mishnah Berurah should have said that, but he doesn't say it. Rather, Hanur Lofi in the Estate, that you have to understand this Mishnah Berurah in light of another Mishnah Berurah. Va'afarish Atzichati. In Simin Reish Ayin Ches, it says that you're allowed to extinguish a candle Bishvil Sheyishan Hachola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, you're allowed to blow out a candle so that he could sleep. That's the din. Mishnah Brura Sifkat in Beis writes, V'kol zeh im eino Yehudi mizuman nefana ve'eshal asos al yado v'li ichur yas al yadoi. The Mishnah Brura writes that if a goy is present, do the Chilul Shabbos ayidei agoy. So everybody jumps up and down. They spit water nickels. They say, Mishnah Brura, I don't understand. You just paskin like the Taz in Shin Chaf Ches, not to do it ayidei agoy, to dafka do it ayidei Yisrael. So how come in Simen Reish Ayin Ches, you say that you should do it ayidei agoy? What's the pshat in the Mishnah Brura? So, some suggest that in Rabbi Badner's Sefer, he has the following suggestion. He suggests that the Taz himself only says to do it al yedei a Yisrael, when there's a vadai sakana, or when there's vadai pekuach nefesh. But if it's a suffek, then you should do it ayidei goy. The Rabbi Badner is saying that whenever there's a suffek, the Taz would say that you do it ayidei goy. It's a reasonable pshat, but this pshat leads some of the poskim to say that you always do it ayyadei goy. In the Sefer Eshel Avraham B'Chach, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, always do it ayyadei goy.
Ain't anu b'kiyem?
Because ain't anu b'kiyem. You love this, no, Nady?
Amazing.
The B'Chach upset, right? You're getting a sense of like the type of things I like, no?
The experts in zero, Ashkenazim,
Rambam. Experts aren't experts, right? No one knows anything.
Ashkenazim don't know anything. Apparently, they're not experts in anything.
I am not allowed to respond to that comment. I am forbidden to respond to that comment. But the Ish Avraham B'Chach basically says that it's like funny. Fundamentally, we hold like the Taz that you should do it ayyadei Yisrael. But the Taz says only do it ayyadei Yisrael. It's vadai pekuach nefesh. If it's a suffek, you do it al yedei goyim. And therefore, this case of turning out the light so that l'chayla could sleep, that's not vada pikuach nefesh, that's a suffek, and that's why you do it al yedei goyim. That's the way he inferred the Mishnah Berurah. Hanir lofiyin is stating the Mishnah Berurah hazoi differently. Rebbe Yoshev has in his tshuvas, and the Torah Rafal, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Valozhin, has in his tshuvas, that pekuach nefesh should be done al yedei Yisrael for sure. But if it's a case of a drabonon, so then in that case, you may as well, here, let me just show you the way he says it. No, I'm gonna take this back. I'm going to leave this part out. There is a teres refal, but I don't think it's relevant for this conversation. I'm gonna leave that out. Oh, so let's just summarize what we're up to. Halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Taz, but he only quotes the reason of the Taz of that you might go slowly. He does not quote the reason of the Taz of Domach Shim La'asid Lavoi. Rav Bodner suggested that Domach Shim La'asid Lavoi perhaps will be solved if you make an announcement. It seems to me that can't be the pshat, because if that would be the pshat, the Mishnah Berurah should have said it. Rather, I would say that the Mishnah Berurah leaves out Doma Mafshilin La'asid Lavai and making the announcement, because the Mishnah Berurah is worried that making announcements won't work. Halacha L'maisa, the Pashtus is that we hold like the Taz. The Pashtus is that we are Mechalo Shabbos Al Yedei Yisrael all the time. Mechal Shabbos Al Yedei Yisrael. Not al yedei goyim. I think what the Hatzalah in Williamsburg does, al yedei goyim, is not mainstream. And mainstream positions, most of the Hatzalahs do it al yedei, do it al yedei Yisrael. That's the way I think the halacha should emerge. Tomorrow I want to talk about the second half of this comment. The second half of this conversation in terms of the Noshim, etc. But I think this is what I wanted to get to in terms of that we Dafka should paskin like the Taz, not like the Ramah, because of the concern of Zrizos. And I don't know if we could really solve the concern of Doma Machshil and Asad Lavai. How come the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote Doma Machshil and Asad Lavai? So I'm not 100% sure why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it, but it seems to me that to argue the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it because he feels that the announcement will work, I don't think that could be pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, because if that would be the case, then he should say, make an announcement. Any questions or comments on these points today, gentlemen?
Was the Taz not saying that what he was saying is pshat in the Ramah? He was saying that he's disagreeing with the Ramah?
Or he's saying he disagrees with the Ramah, yeah.
He wasn't trying to say that that's pshat in the Ramah.
I don't think so. No, you can't say that. The Taz writes for Farish, I'm disagreeing with the Ramah. And the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, it's that the Taz disagrees with the Ramah. Yeah.
If we say in a Bikian, so he can never be Mechal Shabbos through, so should we say the opposite, like in a Bikian, therefore we want to be Machmer and Bikuach Nefesh and have a Yisrael do everything when we're not sure whether to be called
Nefesh? But again, the Taz is Meduyak that he's only speaking about a case of Vadai. And you get the impression that in the case of Suffolk, the Taz would be, in the case of Suffolk, the Taz would say that you should do it al yedei goyim. There is such a indication within the Taz. If that's the case, yeah.
Why would there be a distinction, though?
Why what? I didn't hear.
Why would there be a distinction? It's still kind of be you still don't want to be mitzvah someone.
You're saying that once the halacha is avada pikuach nefesh is the same as suffik pikuach nefesh, so there's no svara at all. There's no svara at all. Why? Pardon me. Again, but I'm talking about a case when there's going to be no delay if I do it ayyadei goy. So the pekuach nefesh is going to happen maman of shach. But do I do it ayyadei Jew or do I do it ayyadei goy? Right. Why would I distinguish between vaday and suffik? You're saying that even though the lashon of the Taz is like that, but you don't understand the reasoning behind it, right? That's your point, Ellie. Yeah. I mean, the lashon of the Taz is, it's like three lines before the bottom. Ikara de milsa, shelo yashkiach al yadei akum kol ikar imro es sakona bebirur. That's his lashon, imro es sakona bebirur. So some of the later svarim say that's only imro es sakona bebirur. But if I'm not sure if it's a sakana, then there's two types of suffik pekuach nefesh. There's suffik pekuach nefesh that I'm not sure the guy's in the sakana, and there's suffik pekuach nefesh that I'm not sure the refuah will help. In the first case, I'm not sure the guy's in the sakana. The guy in Rabbi Bodner's sefer, he talks about a case that, like, you see some blotches developing on the guy's skin. It could be this type of infection called cellulitis, which could be very dangerous and kill you. It could be it's stamazoi, blotches on the skin. Suffik pekuach nefesh, in the sense of suffik sakana, so then you should do it al yedei, you should do it al yedei goy. Meaning, when we equate suffik pekuach nefesh to vaday pekuach nefesh, ashuchan vaday suffik menolon, he's understanding that there's a difference between a suffik hatsala and the suffix of that you're not even sure that there is any concern at all. This is even different than the case of Nuflam Apoles, where the wall collapses and you're not sure if the guy is underneath it, because in that case you know that there is that a Mapolas falling on the person is going to be a Kuach Nefesh Gaila. I'm just not sure if someone is there. As opposed to a case where I'm not even sure it's a pekuach nefesh shaila. I'm not even sure it's a suffix sakana. So in that case, the Taz is quoted by the Achrenim as saying that you should.
In that case,
you're
saying that in those cases the concerns disappear.
Correct. That, I think that's the way. Again, that's the way some of the svarim understand the Taz. I think this answers your kasha. That even though suffik pekuach nefesh is the same as vaday pekuach nefesh, but there are different types of suffik. Let me just add two nekudos over here. The Gra writes, what's the makar to do it ayyadei yeshinoi? So the Gra writes, Shabbos kufchav chesamid beis. Now what's Shabbos kufchav chesamid beis? That's the Gemara about Yoledes. That Yoledes, the Gemara says, Hechad Efshe L'Shnuyei Mishaninon. The Gra is equating the dinim of Yeledes to the dinim of regular Pekuach Nefesh. The Gra also quotes a Gemara of Kufla Megimam and Aleph that for a Mila, you should grind up some stuff that the baby needs in your teeth. That's talking about a regular Pekuach Nefesh, but in that case, it's not an urgent Pekuach Nefesh case. The only case of urgent Pekuach Nefesh, where I see that you do it al yedei shinui, is by Yoledes, and the Goyin is equating Yoledes to the regular Pekuach Nefesh. We already discussed that these two cases might not be the same in our conversation about Yisuvei Daita. The Goyin also writes that al yedei akum is better than al yedei shinui. And he brings this as a, he brings Sif Yud Zayin as a raya to that. Sif Yud Zayin is talking about Chola She'en Bo Sakana. There's like four opinions in Shulchan Aruch, how you treat a Chola She'en Bo Sakana. Everyone holds that Al Yedei Akum is okay. And Al Yedei Akum over there is better than Al Yedei Yisrael with a Shinui. So the Goyin holds that Al Yedei Yisrael with a Shinui is not as good as Al Yedei Akum. This is the exact opposite of what the Ramah said in Darkei Moshe. Because the Ramah in Darkei Moshe is saying that the Or Zeruah agrees with the Riyaz, no? That the Or Zeruah who says you do it, Ayyadei Shinoi, is saying it's Dechuya. The Meila, who hading we would do it, Ayyadei Akum. The Cha'ira, there is no way, the Chora, according to the Gra, we do not have that same tliya. Again, these are just some of the points I wanted to make. But again, I think lemaisa, the pashtus is that we follow the Taz. Some of the later Svarim point out the Chaya Odom never quotes the Taz. The Chaya Odom quotes the Ramah only. Okay, I don't know. But I think lemaisa, we try to follow the Taz. And in terms of whether Suffolk Bekuach or Suffolk Sakana, right, is the same as Vadai or not, Suffolk in the case of I'm not sure at all that this is dangerous, like in the case of the blotches, so then we try to do it Al Yedei Goy, etc. And I think the Mishnah Brewer is assuming that turning off the light for a Cholish Yish B'Sakana to sleep, so that case also we do it Al Yedei Goy with a Shinui. Although that case is a little different because it's not urgent, no? That's probably the better answer to the Stephen the Mishnah Brewers. Then Leshayin Ches, let's say I turn off the light 20 minutes later. It's not urgent. The guy could sleep anyway. So maybe that's why I do it Ayyadei Agoy with a Shinui. That's probably a better answer to the Stephen the Mishnah Brewers. Okay. Mr. Reese.
Then what's the answer for the Washington Ayat Tzatzala? Because a lot of times, calls are not necessarily, you know, Vadai Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah, but again, I spoke to a certain Washington Tzatzala member who happens to be my son. And I think the feeling is that they say that because it's Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, they're dafka going to be Mechal Shabbos Ayyadei Jew. Because they're worried about the concern. It's, if they're nervous that if you're going to claim that's a suffix and we should do it, Ayyadei Goy, et cetera, some people could end up dying because, let's be honest, no one really knows what's Vadei Pekuach Nefesh and what's not. Right? No one, unless you're a mamish and expert, you shouldn't try to make these calculations. I think Mr. Reese had a comment.
Yeah, I was wondering, do we ever use a shinoi?
So do you ever use a shinui? Yeah, so some of the Sfarim say that the whole discussion in the Taz is about using a goy, but even the Taz would be masking that you should use a shinui. Now, Hanir Lafianis Daiti is as follows. A shinui will always slow stuff down, no? If I'm going to turn a defibrillator with my elbow, right? It's going to slow stuff down. Again, we're talking about cases where it's mamish urgent. The seconds could matter. Doing the shinui will certainly slow stuff down. Moreover, if the Gra is correct, that Al Yedei Akum is better than Al Yedei Shinui. So then once I'm saying I don't do it Al Yedei Akum, I certainly should not do it Al Yedei Shinui. Some of the, again, many of the Sfarim say that we do it Al Yedei Shinui, even according to the Taz. I'm just raising an objection that if I'm right within the Gra, which I am right, I mean, that's the way all the Sfarim say the Pshat in the Gra is, so then Al Yedei Akum is better than Al Yedei Shinui. So once I don't do it Al Yedei Akum, then I don't do it Al Yedei Shinui, and I think the Chush is made that things get slowed down when you do it Al Yedei Shinui.
Even for a suffix?
Again, like what we said before, you know, the argument of suffix versus vadai is a very hard argument. I think Ellie's point is well taken. The Taz might use a lushan about roa sakana bebirur, etc., but it's so hard to be mechalik. I don't know. I have a very hard time making distinctions within the category of suffix.
But isn't that the whole nature of a suffix, that you're not sure?
Exactly. But the way we want to say the Pshat Nataz is a difference between a suffix if this is a suffix, if this is a sakana at all, or a suffix if you know for sure it's a sakana, you're not sure if there's someone who's there. Right, those were the types of distinctions we were making. Those distinctions are very, very, very hard to make. And honestly, when we deal with inyanei pekuach nefesh, right, we shouldn't, like when Moshe writes in that tshuva about accompanying someone to the hospital, Moshe says, I have gevaldik svaras, but lamaisa, we don't say svaras in inyanei pekuach nefesh. Inyanei pekuach nefesh is not operating within the realm of svara. That's what I would say. Okay, gentlemen, we have a lot more ground.
This is a little bit of a psychological machlokas of, do we assume that people will be more, like, people know what's a vada pikuach nefesh. And sometimes people will see a suffix pikuach nefesh and they won't, and they'll be too machmir. They think it's too, they won't be sure they think it's a vada. Or if it's the other way around, that
the svar of the Taz or the svar of Taisis that you might be misatzel should be more relevant by a suffix than it is by a vadai.
Same, but it could be what are people capable of perceiving more accurately? Like if you could say people when you see a vadai pikuach nefesh, you know it. Like people aren't going to mess that up. Sometimes if it's a suffix pikuach nefesh, people will mess up. And they won't realize that it's actually something pikuach nefesh. They'll think it's a mechush ba'alma.
Okay. And therefore?
And therefore, like, you can be more, you know, you can take that in different directions. But, like, as opposed to people won't even know that it's a vada pikuach nefesh. Like, people might think that it's a vada, that's a something pikuach nefesh. Which case, you know, that you can't trust people's assessment on avada bikuach nefesh. They'll think it's a suffix because they're not so competent.
Again, I hear what you're saying, but like, what's your maskana based on this far? Therefore, what?
The meaning, whether you let people, meaning, thank you. But you could take it in different directions, I think, but like.
Right, so I'd rather take these svaras in the direction that because I don't want people saying svaras in inyanei pikuach nefesh. I think that's a very dangerous thing, like Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva. So therefore, I'd rather say that suffik is more of a reason to be mechalal. I think that's a better approach. Mm-hmm. Especially because the Gemara, Davka, goes out of its way to say that there's no distinctions between suffik and vadai.
Right.
Okay. These are some of the Ha'aros, gentlemen, and we should have a blessed and marvelous day and Shkoyach. And we should daven today 6:13. That's what Ellie pointed out. So we should daven to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs properly. And we should also daven that this new government in Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give them brachos to make the right decisions for Klal Yisrael. It's every time things change in government, I think it's something that we have to take seriously, and we should be mechazek our tefillah in all seriousness. Like, I usually tell jokes, but I think it's a serious matter. When the government changes, we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should all be for lasos tovos, yimodav, and kol Yisrael, that it should all be good. Okay, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.